Thanks for joining me here at my bookstore blog, Books Not Found in Your So-Called Christian Bookstore, right? Have you asked your pastor lately why it's not in his Christian bookstore? If he has one at his church, or maybe there's a Christian bookstore, a so-called Christian bookstore down the street. How come in your Christian bookstores, they don't have books about the translation issue? That should be a big red flag in your mind about someone's Christianity. If they're not defending God's words, I know what they're doing. They're retreating, right? So as we continue, this is already November, and we're going to jump from the Phillips translation in our book, So Many Versions, 20th Century English Versions of the Bible, Revised and Enlarged. Did you notice that about the picture that I sent you guys with the weekly blog? By Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck. So now we're jumping to the Modern Language Bible. And this is chapter 5, page 89. The Modern Language Bible, the MLB. Now, you guys know there's so many translations. There's over 400 plus translations. You may not have heard of the Modern Language Bible. Is a new edition of the Berkeley version with an updating and improvement of the Old Testament and a major revision of the New Testament by a group of scholars. Are they going to tell us the group of scholars? Let's find out. It is therefore also known as the New Berkeley Version in Modern English. The Berkeley Version came into being as the result of the vision of a Dutch-born American, Gerrit Verkel. For many years, he served with the Board of Christian Education of the Presbyterian Church. So what do you know about that? What do you know about the Presbyterian Church? Well, that is basically John Calvin's church. Presbyterian is where Calvinism was ultimately founded. So that should be your first clue. He had a growing conviction of the need for a translation of the Bible in modern English. He wrote, "As thought and action belong together, so do religion and life." So here's another question I have to ask you, just again, just by reading this right now. Is Christianity a religion or a faith? So this is what he says. "Belong together, so do religion and life. The language, therefore, the must serve to bring us God's thoughts and ways toward us needs to be the language in which we think and live rather than that of our ancestors who expressed themselves differently." How about that? God's thoughts and ways towards us needs to be the language in which we think and live rather than that of our ancestors who expressed themselves diligently. What does that mean? And is God's words an expression of our ancestors? Is God's words what we think and live? Think about that. Think about what was just said. More next week on the Modern Language Bible.